Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low, I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy, bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. 19 have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flippin' for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Pussy nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck niggas. You niggas know what it is, niggas. We getting real money over here, niggas. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
What's happening? We made it through another week, another Sunday, and we doing it again. What's happening, Mobians?
Yo, what's up, Miss Lovely Black? I'm good. I'm good, man. This is the wind down to my week. Ready to chop it up, get into this, and let's have a great show.
Right, all right. We turn it up on Facebook. I did post. So what I am going to start doing is making these shows public on Facebook. So we kind of keep it cordial and laid back and all that good stuff. So I'm going to start making it live. So the people that are not, hey, y'all tuning in. I see y'all on Facebook. For the people that are not on my page, you can still see the show live because, of course, my Facebook is not for everybody.
Oh, snap. You're going public like a stock or something. That's dope.
Yeah, you know, we doing our thing, you know.
We're going public like a company.
Doing our thing, and yeah. You know, I got a couple
it's
emails.
It's going to be traded now. Okay.
A couple people want to see me, so this is the best that I can do until I go ahead and open up the studio.
Word.
Out on Facebook. So I had a good week, man. Oh, man. Something that you can really relate to. So I'm gonna play.
What's up?
I'm gonna play cool with you now because I'm gonna tend to your ass when we get on this subject. But
okay, let's do it. Let's do it. I'm always up for a good debate. You know that.
Tommy. So 2 years ago, I bought a house, and I brought the house with the intentions of an investment, right?
Okay, I got you.
I've been doing real estate for God sometime. Now I posted it. I posted when I first started doing real estate on my page just a long time ago. But I brought the house 2 years ago as an investment, and I said, okay, I want to get to X amount of dollars. And I felt like it would take me about 4 years to get to that amount. And then after that 4 years, I would sell the house and or rent it out and, you know, keep it moving. Well,
yeah.
I have been in talks with my family about moving closer to home. Hey, J-Bo. Been talking to my family about moving closer to home. That's back to Florida. And this has been going since about June. But I've been quiet about it because, you know, it was a decision that I wanted to make on my own. And I wanted to be ready to go home. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to feel like I was. And exploring the idea, I checked into my house. And the goal that I thought it was going to take me 4 years to reach, I got there already. I mean, I was on the head. And I was like, dang.
That property value went up. That's what's up.
Right. You know, houses are selling. It's now a seller's market in Atlanta. Or
it
you
is.
Know, everywhere.
It is. And Atlanta's a hot spot. So if you looking to move into Atlanta, so if you're moving out, it's gladly somebody ready to take that spot because Atlanta is popping. Just on the outside looking in, let you know.
That's what I'm getting to. I'm selling my house. I put my house up last week for sale, and I'm selling it. I do know the real estate market, and, you know, when it's good, you got to jump on it. You can't play with it. You can't sit and say, you know, it's good right now, but I'm going to wait 2 more years or whatever. Like, you know, an investment, when it's, you know,
go ahead and buy the next thing.
And that's what you call flipping houses. So right now I am moving back to the Orlando, Florida area.
Wow.
And I'm excited.
Wow, huh? So it's official, huh? You making this is an announcement then.
Yeah, I had to get everything together before. I kept saying I'm working on something.
So but you originally from Orlando, right? Or some like around that area, right? Okay, all right. Well, shout-outs to Orlando. Okay, shout-out to, Disney World and all that? Or Disney?
Yeah.
Disney World, right? Okay. But the only thing I will say, you know, I mean, this might be a topic for just me and you, but Atlanta's a hot spot. You know what I'm saying? Look, you got to do what's best for you. You got to go with your instincts and your gut feelings. But all I would say, in all fairness to that, Atlanta's hot. You might want to hold on to that and just, you know, like, keep it for, you know, like, because – Atlanta's a good. I would say
here.
Atlanta's a good place to own property right now. Truthfully, like I see that as, you know what I'm saying.
Period.
So like it's like, what's up?
No, I've been here 10 years. I've seen it. You know, I've played with it. I've explored it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm okay.
You good? Okay. Okay. Well, look, that's
have
the whole
a condo
thing. The
here.
Okay.
I have a condo here.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay. All right, so you can dip back in when you – oh, I forgot. I'm talking to Miss Lovely Black, so you know, I know you got it positive. Yeah, well, and then that's the whole thing, too. You know, business is all about selling, you know, buying low, selling high. So, you know, if you come out ahead and, you know, you feel good about it, then, you know, more power to you.
Yeah, people don't know that. I have a condo here, and it's a rental property, and I'll keep that. And,
oh, okay. There you got something in there. Okay, that's what I'm just trying to say.
Yeah, you know,
like, that's a nice spot just to have.
I think my
to go
home,
back.
My foundation has to be back home with my family. So if I can have success in my family at the same time, I'm good with that.
That's what's up. That's popping. I got you. I 100% respect to that. That's what's up, man.
Right.
All right. That's cool. All right. That's what's up.
So that's you know, in a nutshell, I've been packing. You know, I got people coming through to see this house this week, and I'm just trying to start make it as easy as possible when it's time for me to go. You know, it's just a pick up, load up, and hit it type situation. I will say that Orlando is double the rent that it is. Almost double. Like, you can get a big house here for $900. In Orlando, you're spending like $1,200, $1,300. So I am going up aspect, and that part right there, it kind of has me, like, tiptoeing back now. You know,
but your family's there, so you good. You know, not to say that you got that foundation. That's just always an extra, I don't want to say cushion, but then again, you know, man, it's just like you got your peoples here. What's up?
I ain't going to stay with none of them. If I don't have a house by the time I leave, I will get a room into my house.
Yeah, I know. I feel you. I already know the type of person you are, so I know you're going to be
grown.
Come out of here anytime. Yeah, anyway. Yeah. Nah, but I'm, you know, like you said before, but just, you know, having that foundation where your peoples is at, I can get what you're saying. So you're just ready to just kind of throw up the deuces to the A, huh?
Yeah, it's just time. Wow. I can't really.
You never done it.
Time being here so far with my family and having the boys and like that, so,
yeah. Yeah, when you got family and stuff like that, especially young kids, they want to go over their cousins and all that stuff, so it's always just looking out for them as well, you know, so making sure they grow up in the best environment. So I feel that
100%. And riding for the boys, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
So I had that going on, which is super major, and I've been completely to the utmost drained. You know, I'm excited at the same time. So I got a couple moves that I'm making with that. And, you know, I was just kind of tight-lipped until I felt like I was ready and it was super official. So there you guys have it. you know,
major announcement.
Doing some business with a couple of people back at home and sharing my platform and as well as their platform to continue to grow and be the best that we can be, and kudos to everybody that's tuning in and doing what they have to do. So I really appreciate that. So how was your week?
My week has been cool, very productive. I just been grinding. Like I said, like, you know, my summer was chill. You know, I got a chance to kind of just relax and enjoy my summer or whatever, but the fall season always for me has been, like I said this last week, it's like, I'm still on that, you know, new school year type of schedule, you know what I'm saying? So, and then fall is, I feel for me, is just the best time for me to just be able to make moves as far as just doing the things I need to do because the weather is just, is good, you know, it's not too hot, not too cold, and, you know, just getting everything together to, you know, for the new year. So right now, I'm just in grind mode. So I like just being busy. So I just been busy, you know, real estate, interior decorating. Just my schedule has been like nonstop. So like right now, it just feels good to be able to just kind of let loose, talk to the people, chop it up. You know what I'm saying? Get into my creativity zone and all that. But yeah, my week was definitely productive. I mean, there's nothing really interesting to really just go into. I wish I had cool ass story or something like that, but right now it's grind time for me, you know what I'm saying? And I like it, you know what I'm saying? I like it. So things is moving at a good pace, and you know, life is a chess game, and I'm just putting myself in position, just like, you know, just like you're doing. So that's it. That was my week.
Right. So and if you guys don't get anything out of this, man, go invest in property and hold on to it, but don't hold on to it now.
Exactly.
This was such a come up for me. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Like, the amount of money that I put into it and what I get back is ridiculous. So Start investing. Start using your money wisely. You know, you can go out to the club, things that don't make sense to make somebody else rich, and spend money on yourself to make yourself rich. How about that? Do that for me.
True. So, make your money make money.
Hey, my money got to make money for me, you know, and anybody,
true.
Man, I mean, Facebook, y'all lit over here. I see y'all. Hey, y'all lit. Hey. You gotta lay a foundation for yourself, and if you don't lay a foundation for yourself, then nobody else will. And so my grind is continuous, and my grind is strong, and my grind will forever be what it is. You know, I'm from Florida. We do this.
Shout out to Florida. What's up? Shout out to Miami too, man. South Beach. I gotta get back down to y'all.
Hearts to you too, baby. Love you too. I see somebody just hit me up. Hold on, let me see who this is right here. Thank you for calling Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black. Who's on the line?
Oh,
okay.
Yo, what's up?
This who?
It's Zilla.
Hey, baby. I see you just messaged me. I was like, I can't see. What the hell that say? But, hey, what's going on? How you doing?
No, I'm just tuned in, man. I'm a little behind, but, you know, I'm just read up on what the topic is, man. So, y'all continue. I'll, you know, buzz in as need be. You know, you was talking about investments and what comes out of it and whatnot when
right.
I tuned in.
Okay,
yeah,
that's what's up,
man. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, everybody, you know, do something to be productive in your life, man. Make your life productive because ain't nobody going to give you that. I go as hard as I do because I don't have anybody to have my back. I got a lot of people around me with their hands out. But I don't have nobody to have my back. And when that person comes along and really have my back, I'm so loyal and I'm so true to them because that happens so far and few. Everybody want to get on to get something or take something. So just make sure that you stay in position. Now, I'm laughing about this tonight because y'all know my co-host. He always trying to put somebody on Tinder, swiping, you know, Twitter, you know, all that good stuff. Oh, I'm going to dig in his ass.
Chill. Okay, you know, what's up? I'm ready for it. Like, holler at me. Like, what's up?
Dig in his ass tonight. So tonight the topic is flirting okay while in a relationship? What's going too far? You know, people have different takes on this topic. And I'm going to let Mo Benz open it up. Now, y'all know that I'm very open-minded. And,
okay.
You know, I'm with the whole, you know, me and my man turn up together. But there's still lines that have to be drawn. But you really shouldn't have to tell a grown man how to act. But I'm going to let Mo Benz open this up, and then we're going to get into it. So, Mo Benz, what do you feel about the topic of the answer?
Well, first and foremost, I am happily married. You know what I'm saying? So let me just put that right there. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, I'm still a guy. You know what I'm saying? So I can't just turn off my instincts. Or I try not to get emotional. I try to, you know, hold my emotions in check. But at the same time, I'm a guy. You know what I'm saying? So what is flirting nowadays? You know what I'm saying? In this day and age, is it liking too many pics? You know what I'm saying? Is it, you know, sliding in the DMs, asking a question? So, I mean, I just think it's, you know, as long as it's not disrespectful, you know, I think it's good. Even like when somebody flirt with my wife, you know, I don't get too bent out of shape about it. You know what I'm saying? That's how I know that she still got it. You know what I'm saying? So as long as it's not disrespectful, like, you know what I'm saying? If I'm there and somebody is going hard, then I'm like, what the, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the hell is this? Vice versa. So, to this topic, I mean, of course. I mean, at the same time, you know, like, you in a relationship, you still got to be yourself. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, so I think flirting is cool. You know what I'm saying? But you just, you know, like I say, you just can't make it disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? But flirting is just living. You know what I'm saying? That's just having conversations. You could just be vibing with somebody. I mean, like, who's to say what a flirt is? You know what I'm saying? I could be having a conversation with a female, and we just talking about
a particular subject or something like that. It's on the same page on that particular subject. Is that flirting? No, that's just having a conversation. So basically, when a relationship, it's got to be built on trust. So I trust my wife. My wife trusts me. And you know, we still gonna live our lives, but we're not gonna bring nothing back that's gonna like, you know, jeopardize our whole situation. So, you know, that's, I'm gonna open it up like that.
Okay, since you wanna water down the whole topic and all, let me pipe this thing.
Water
back
it down?
Up.
What? Okay,
yeah,
like, turn
yeah,
it back
you
up
watered
here.
It.
All right.
But let me tell you what flirting is. Flirting is you leaving hard eyes under bitches' comments. Flirting is you leaving hard eyes under their picture. Flirting is you doing the most. You know what flirting is. You know what I'm saying? Somebody saying something. So here's the thing. Here's why I brought this topic up, right? The person that I'm talking to now, he's definitely a ladies' man. I mean, he is fine, right? And so I can say something on his picture, you know, and he reply accordingly, right? But then I see him give somebody else the hard eyes, right? Doing a little flirting. Now, you know, you can be throwing the people off, or you could just be flirting. And I feel like this. You shouldn't have to tell a grown man where to draw the line at. Now, you have to be a people's person, especially when you're in the limelight, right? You have to be open.
Sure.
You have to talk to people. You have to, you know, thank you and all of that stuff. You have to oblige. But it's a certain level. It's a certain line that's drawn. When you talking to somebody, you know what I'm saying, and that somebody is like right there, or that somebody is on your post, right? And then you somebody say something like, "Hey, cutie," you know, okay, thank you. You sending this bitch hard eyes, but you sending me hard eyes. So at the end of the day, you flirting with everybody. So you don't mean that shit to me. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to me, my dude, somebody that I'm loyal to, you ain't finna be flirting with these out here. That's what you're not about to do. You're not going to be flirting with them right in my face. You're not going to be
You marking your territory.
You ain't doing all this flirting. That's just not going to happen. So you know what flirting is when you've been a little too goddamn friendly. And that's just the bottom line.
You know, too friendly.
There, you know, and he sees somebody and he look at him and be like, damn, she thick. Or damn, you know, do that, babe. That's what I want you to do. But if I'm there or I'm sitting around somewhere, you ain't gonna do that shit. Like, unless we sit down, we like, damn, baby, look at that ass. Okay, cool. But if I'm somewhere, you know, you can't make every bitch feel the same level of special. You know what I'm saying? You can't make everybody feel the same way. When you start making everybody feel the same way, it's not even special anymore. So to me, when I see a man doing that, I feel like he's trying to have all the shit. He may be trying to throw people off that this who I'm talking to, or, you know, you might be, you know, just trying to leave yourself open so people can think that you is, you know, you ain't talking to nobody, you ain't dealing with nobody. But to me, you know, it's bullshit. So I said, I made a post earlier, and this is why I'm beefing with my son and father. I don't go back and forth. When I see some shit that ain't right, I just walk away. And then, you know, you wonder, damn, like, right. You know, you just get up and you just walk away, and this is how you do it, because I'm too grown to tell another too grown man how he should interact and how he should not interact. And if you want a woman that is okay with you making everybody feel the same special as you making her, then I'm pretty much, I'm going to tell y'all, rip, I'm the wrong woman. Don't waste my time. Keep it moving. That's how I feel. So flirting is out of pocket. Flirting is out of bounds when you're doing too much when that person is there. You like, this is why side bitches feel like, this is why side bitches feel like they can disrespect the main chick. They can do what they want to do because these new niggas, you know what I'm saying, living in this new day society, and these women allowing them to do so much just to have somebody, they don't separate the two. They don't put a separation between, you know what I'm saying?
Nah,
how they
gotta be a side. You know, she can say I play a position, but that's gotta be discussed so they know. You know what I'm saying? That's why I think all guys should keep it 100. Guys fall into situations when you just trying to just go for yours and you're not thinking about the other person, like how they might react in the long run. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a thin line between love and hate, and that's one of the most realest lines ever. Because when you playing, especially when you playing a woman's emotions, she's thinking it's one thing, it's something else, and that's when you open up yourself to a whole just to smoke. You know what I'm saying? So to kind of like be thinking, hey, you need to just keep it 100.
You don't even have to have this conversation because you're a grown ass man. You know what?
You do. If you're a grown ass man, you need to have that conversation. So the lines won't be crossed. I mean, I'm just thinking on some. I'm talking on some bullshit right now. You know what I'm saying?
Point of view. So if me and you talking, right?
Yeah.
And you know I'm playful. Yeah. I'm goofy as hell. Everybody know I'm playful and I'm goofy. So I'm sitting chilling with you, but I'm being extra playful and goofy with the next nigga right there while you sitting right there. Come on, man. You going to feel some kind of way as a man because he's like, man, this
yeah,
supposed
true.
To be my fault. And she being
all right. Well, we talking about flirting.
Right here, right?
Okay. Well, that's what I said,
right?
though. I said that, though. That's what I said, like, you know, when, like if I'm with my wife or whatever, like I said, I don't mind. You know, like I said, you know, she a woman, so... Every so often, somebody is going to, like, flirt or whatever. But I'm just saying, when I'm there and, like, it's just – and she's, like, playing along with it or whatever, and she knows, like, all right, I need to kind of, like, draw the line somewhere, then that's when it's disrespectful. And vice versa. I'm not just saying it just on some guy shit. If I see a female and I know she's kind of, like, giving me some just rhythm and vibes and all that, like, hold on, just chill out. You know what I'm saying? It's my wife right here. Like, let me keep it respectful. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm talking about. So I feel you on that. You know what I'm saying? But I guess I went into a whole other kind of topic.
I'm the type of person that I go off of your vibe. And I might see you do something, right? And I'm like, I might say, now he know he out of pocket. But instead of me saying, hey, you just did. You. And then I'm going to watch how I make you feel.
Wait, hold on. Say that again. I didn't hear you.
I'm going to do the same thing you did to you.
Oh, okay.
Me,
okay.
If I'm talking to somebody, I don't entertain other individuals in a certain manner because that's not appropriate, right? You get what you give. And if you really not consistent, first, I try to figure out why do people lie? Like, if you want to be single, be single. If you want to be with somebody, be with somebody. But don't try to do both at the same time. Like, that shit is uncalled for. So if you already know that you
sometimes
ain't going to do
complicated,
right,
though.
Be with somebody and
sometimes
waste somebody's time. Well, it's no point in wasting somebody else's time. Just live your life and do what you do. Because, see, me, you know, like, me, I bust ties and windows.
Damn, you one of those. Wait, hold on. You said bust tires, windows. That sounds like some Fatal Attraction. Hold up. Like, you know
no.
what I'm saying? Like,
No. It ain't that it's a Fatal Attraction. Can I
okay,
jump
okay.
in real quick?
I'm going to throw something on there. Okay, that's what's up.
Jilla Mandela from the South Side. Lovely. Sometimes, you do have to discuss such things because you don't know exactly what caliber of a brain you're dealing with, especially on the fresh end of a relationship, if that's what you want to label. And then Biggs, it's like, yeah, you're right, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially if you have the experience, you know, being married. I haven't been in such a situation. I've only had one long-term relationship, and I was stupid young in my early 20s. But the flirting thing was like, in the few relationships I had, like, it needed to be discussed, like, what's allowed, what's not. Much like that table when you have your introductory date, you know, growing, learning each other. You have to have that one good sit down to break all of that ice so that you can break the larger blocks of ice you done broke off. Some women are cool with it because some women like women, and it's okay for, you know, maybe a little bit of a play around attraction, whatnot, see what things go, be it leisure or business or pleasure, whatever it may be. But
sure.
On the back end of it all, it's like, you have to have the understanding and like, yeah, you better depict if you're going to be single or in a relationship or in an open relationship. And how open is that relationship? How far open, you know, because that's what's going to get your windows busted is that you knew better ahead of time.
Yeah. All right, well, I can see that. With the windows busted, that's what I'm saying when you're playing with somebody's emotions. You know what I'm saying? Don't offend the wrong person.
Right, but it's not just emotions. It's not. She's busting your windows and your tires because you play with their intelligence and you already had what was understood, known. You know, it was just, you know, prior leisure time. I mean, maybe the windows wouldn't have been busted had you not went that far in her face. You know, if you'd have went however far in flirting, you ain't get far at all. You know, you ain't go farther at all, like, you know, intimately or nothing like that with the young lady, whatever. But, you know,
yeah.
If you know you got a jealous woman, if she, a woman's going to let you know if she's jealous. She'll put threatening light in front of you long before anything
okay.
comes along.
Yeah.
You know what kind of problem you have on your hand.
Yeah.
It's just how big is that problem?
True. All right, well, look, let me ask you this question. Ms. Lovely Black, what will cause you to get into that mode where you're breaking windows and doing whatnot? And... you know, key and call and stuff like that.
You're asking me that. I don't bust windows and touch tires and shit. I just touch your ego.
Okay. No, but I'm saying, Mike said that. So that's why I was just like, hold up, what's that? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So what put it to that point where you ready to do something like that?
He just said a mouthful. Listen,
okay.
Here's the thing. Right. Respect is due to a dog. That's the saying where I'm from. So, who do you think you are that you can just, like, okay, I look at a man different when he feel like, you know, he can just even cross those lines and play that type of game, right? I look at you different, automatically. When you already doing too much, I'm looking at you different. What a God. But when you telling me one thing, right, you ain't even got to say stuff I ain't even asking. You volunteering the bullshit to me. When you stuck to me, you know, and I just was obliging it because, you know, it was a mutual interest. But then when you doing the most, that's the shit that kind of had me like, okay, you're doing the most for no reason. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to come to you and say, listen, I don't like the way you're doing this, right? You're going to know this, I promise you. Now, if you continue with the bullshit that you own, after I done told you that I don't like what you're doing, and you still in my face, but you still with the fuck shit, that'll get your windows busted out, okay? Then, that's going to be a wake-up call for you, like, all right now, like okay. It's like you train a child, and they do something and you say no. They know that you're going to say no. You ain't know damn well what they doing. Know what they're doing right, men know what they're doing wrong. As a woman, you don't have to keep riding a man, telling a man what he's doing. You know what he's doing, right? That's called nagging, and that's why they say it's nagging, because bottom line, men know when they fucking up. Men know when they pushing your button. The best thing to do is let that man do what he's doing. But you also have to show him, like, okay, I done told you, had the conversation and that. I bet you a motherfucker will reevaluate life when they come out the door and they hold costume. You gonna reevaluate how you do what you're doing? You like, okay, I done talked to you, you know, and I told you to leave me alone. You ain't do that, you know. I done said, all right, now get gone. You ain't do that, but you wanna feel a certain type of way if I did the same thing to you, right? Men can't handle the shit that they do to women. They can't. They can't handle it if she do it back to them. So my thing is,
I'll agree with that.
No, you can't. And I've worked I've worked so hard on my domestic violence, right? I have became a better person in time. And I have retired from busting windows and X, Y, and Z.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you retired from that. I'm glad that's paid it. All right, so that's good. That's, you know, maturity and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times you'll have more to lose than, you know what I'm saying? That quick, you know, that's like that road rage. You know what I'm saying? Like, hold on, let me get my emotions in check. Is it working on it? You know? That's what I'm saying.
No.
What's up?
Let me stop. No, yeah, seriously. But I have no problem. Just tell me. Listen. What really made me change my ways is because they don't make niggas like they used to. These niggas be quick to call the police on you. So, you know, where I'm from, we don't call no police. You know what I'm saying? It's equal.
Yeah,
right?
It's a new damn town.
You know why that is? That niggas call the police because it's like, it's built for the nigga to get locked up in almost every instance.
True. That's true, too.
Why it's like, if you think ahead of the game, you won't get locked up, motherfucker, because really, you may have done some wrong, but this motherfucker really doing physical damage, and you still finna go to jail.
Yeah, that's sucker shit. That's bitch made shit. You a grown man. What you call it, the police?
You know what? Call it snitch made, but I'm saying, though, like, at the end of the day, though, like, you know you're in route to instant damage. You know you're in route. So, and as well as he does, too, he knows he calls the reason for the route to get assisted on damage. But I've seen niggas do that for the simple fact that they already have records on something similar, and the situation was all the way turned around.
It
all
ain't
that
no
bullshit. Folks like get fucked up behind this kind of shit.
Ain't no
I mean, like, for real, think about it, sweetheart. The way women come at a guy, a woman come at a guy in a furious mode after something like this, you know, them turned all the way up, like, chances are, like, if he put his head on her, she gonna die. Like, he's gonna knock her out. She gonna be dead, laid in the street, like, 10, 20 minutes, laid out. If a guy put his hand on a woman, like, for real, like,
he will provoke the woman. He's
gonna get
like,
locked up.
Like, I'm gonna do that to you. Up the XYZ, whatever the case may be, pop off, you know, do a little stupid shit. But as soon as you turn up on them calling the police, that's a bitch, bro. Anybody that pick up the phone and dial 911 is a bitch. So when a woman do it, you a bitch. If you do it, you a man, you a bitch. You're a grown-ass man, you don't put no police in your business. You understand what I mean? I done been through hell and back, boy. I ain't never picked up that phone and dial 911. And that's before I used to turn up on motherfuckers. I had to learn.
Neither have I. I haven't either. But I haven't experienced that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know how I feel. Like, if some female did that to me, I don't know how I'm gonna feel. Like, you violate now. Like, you know, like, you let it get out of hand. You know what I'm saying? Like, some
you violated,
like,
though. You violated. What? It's called a chain reaction. The shit you do.
Well, see, that's why you got to make sure you know who you're dealing
with. You're fucking with people that they...
Knock on wood, I don't want to put myself in no position where a female gonna ever do some stuff like that or even think about doing something like that to me. So, I gotta be, like, a few steps ahead of the game on that one. I got to know who I'm dealing with, you know what I'm saying? Because if I see that type of tendency, I can't even rock with that. I can't even rock with that energy, you know what I'm saying? I'm good. Like, I'm good. I peep shit quick. So if I'm dealing with somebody and I know she got the tendency to, like, do some shit like that, like, if I'm running down her resume and it come up in conversation, I'm not knocking you, but I'm saying, for me personally, if I'm dealing with that type of female.
Because I'm real. See, the thing about these bitches, they do it and they hide it, but I'm real. Like that used to be me. Like, I'm telling you. I had to.
But I see, but you're saying you mature from that. You know what I'm saying? So, but I'm saying to the female still on that level right now, I can't fuck with that. Hell no.
My turn up is real. What's up, Tony? My turn up is real. My thing is that these men talk so much shit and they do so much shit and they want a woman just to suck it up. And it's kind of like, man, look, if he ain't got no car, bitch, flatten that nigga bike tires. Bitch, if he walk in, cut the bottom of his shoes off and put them bitches back together with some Elmer's glue, so he gonna be able to put them on and walk out the door, and then they gonna fall apart. Like, bitch, you got to get creative on this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? These do too much bullshit to women, and women sit back and they take it. And then you hear, like, oh, he beating on her. Bitch, let me tell you something. He might be able to beat your butt, right? You a woman, he a man, he's stronger, he gonna win. Man, listen, you ain't gotta get him back today, but you gonna get him back. You know what I'm saying? Like, I trip out at how they put so much emphasis on, you know, simple shit. Like, to me, it's simple because, bitch, I'm gonna get you back. You know, period.com. Bitch, you ain't gonna fuck with me, I ain't gonna fuck with you. Because, listen, if I win a dude, if I had a dude and I was disrespectful, if I was sneaky, if I was on some sideshow Bob shit with him, right, that's going to piss him off. That's going to make him feel some type of way. Now, how he reacts to how I make him feel, I have no control over that. Because I put myself in a situation to make this man feel some type of way. It's the same shit with me. You have no control over how I'm going to react to how you make me feel. Just understand
okay,
that
so
I don't...
Okay, so should you be held accountable for your reactions?
What?
Should you be held accountable for your own reactions? Even though you can't control someone else's reaction, should they be held accountable for their reaction?
Because you need to control your
reactions. Because I ain't punk with it. I'm going to tell you. I ain't going to hide my... It's what it is, so what's up? Here's my thing, though. Like, here's my thing. I really don't fuck with nobody. Like, I'm cool as hell. I'm down to earth. I'm not finna shoot the shit with you. I'm not going to lie to you. So when you bring that bullshit my way, then you asking for a reaction. That's uncivilized. You being uncivilized. So if you uncivilized with me, I'm going to be uncivilized with you. Hey, what's up? Oh, I ain't show y'all my outfit tonight.
So, man, I've seen it go both ways. And, I don't much get into shit, but it's crazy because I've seen it go viral as in physical, you know, fighting all out. I've seen it go into the property damage. I've seen it go into the laws being called. I've seen it, you know, I've seen the fucking go all the way crazy in a relationship, and then I've seen it actually turn out, you know what I'm saying, like, okay, mild manner, you know what I'm saying, heightened and then subtle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The disrespect has to be known that it's what's going on, and you have, like I said, how you, man, you know what's up. You done already broke that ice, otherwise you're not with that person for real.
That's
you don't disrespect your folks in their face, you know what I'm saying? You don't disrespect
them
at all. But
what
one
I'm
thing
saying.
For certain, like you know you're asking for it to do it in their face.
True. I would say that.
So you can't throw a rock at somebody's head and then get mad because they react to it. Like, no, you just threw a rock at my head. That's all I'm saying. I'm just real about the shit that I see. That's the shit that goes in my head. You really going to disrespect me? I've never disrespected you, but you're going to really disrespect me, huh? Okay, so I never disrespect you. I go hard, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I ain't being extra, but you're going to really be extra, right? To a chick like me. I prefer you just leave me the fuck alone. Because you ain't got time for it. I'm not like these shit out here. I'm not going to bend over backwards to be with nobody. I'm not going to bend over backwards to deal with nobody. I will walk away. But since y'all saying that I need to have a conversation, then okay, I'm going to have a conversation.
I'm just saying the understanding needs to be established, like what's allowed or what's not allowed, like in what's normal building of a relationship. You got to know how when you build a relationship the correct way.
So, Ms. Lovely Black, you just saying you. So, if you're dealing with somebody, there ain't no flirting allowed at all. That's what you try to say.
Do your thing. One thing about it though, like don't disrespect me in my face like that. Like, okay, well, if fun is fun, then okay, well, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Let's see how your own medicine tastes, but maybe not right off the jump, you know what I'm saying, in due time, just to see, you know what I'm saying, where ahead may be at on a whole nother vibe, on a whole nother day, a whole nother week, month, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, the brain works.
Look, you're going to flirt.
Great mirror.
Man, I'm okay
What's
with
up?
That. But
I'm
my thing is, hey.
Like, out of control.
You can't have your folks right here and you making her all right, Carlos, you making her feel some type of way, you and her having a conversation, But then you turn around and make the next person feel this. You having the same type of conversation with the next person. That shit ain't special no more. That ain't special no more. You overdoing it now. Now you feeling yourself, right? And for some reason, I tend to date these men with these big egos, and it's like crazy. Like, I know you fuck with me, and I know you rocking with me, but there's some things you do that you push the envelope. And see, you need to chill. You need to chill. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. You got to chill. You gotta. Certain things, what's understood need not be said, but common sense ain't common. So I'm going to have this conversation one time, and I'm going to say one time. Listen, this is how it is. One time. That's it. One time. But this is why I feel like, this is what I hear people say, that if y'all dating, y'all shouldn't be on each other's social media. And I think that's the biggest form of bullshit, because then you won't even see what the hell they're doing. I don't have no problem with my folks having the lock code to my phone. I don't have a problem with him having a code to anything that I have, because I don't have anything to hide, right? I'm just that type of individual. And, you know, me, I'm not finna just outright start sleeping with anybody. So, of course, well before we even speak together, like, coming into this, I'm letting you see, you know, okay, look, I have nothing to hide from you. You know, whatever you want, what you want, you got it. So, with that, like, yesterday, day before yesterday, some guy, he got a name, thank you. Some guy, he got a name for himself, and he jumped in my inbox. And so I ignored him, and then he goes, who the fuck do you think you are ignoring me? And he goes, you fat and ugly, or some shit like that, fat, ugly bitch, something like that. So I screenshotted it, and of course he had been watching my pages, so he had hurry up and got the shit. He kept getting the post taken down from my page, right? And he kept flagging the post so they can remove it. But that goes to show you, like, I don't care about what kind of name you have or who you are. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know the best of them. The point is that I'm not being disrespectful. So I expect the same thing.
Well, look, first off, too, I know it's a piece of paper and everything, but if you're not married, you're single. You know what I'm saying? That's just period, point blank in my book. You know what I'm saying? So that's it. You know what I'm saying? So until you really take that step and you make that, you know what I'm saying? I can't explain it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I said, you're married when you have sex.
No, wait, hold on. Did you just say, hold on. I got to come at you. Did you just say you're married when you have sex?
Yep, that's how it's supposed to be.
The thing is that
people take sex.
It's
so,
way
so,
deeper than that.
That's why it meant so much to me to go 11 months practicing celibacy, because people take sex so lightly now, and people just go out and they give it so freely, so it holds no substance in
their life.
There's
more to that.
Substance
to
whom
sex.
Who wanted to. Listen, when you have sex with somebody unprotected, you are married at that point.
No,
that's how it is.
I disagree. I 100% disagree with that.
When you have a baby from somebody, then you have that lifelong connection. That's your husband. Like, if this man got multiple baby mamas, then, you know, you guys are supposedly connected to each other. So I don't want that to be.
Whoa, with a kid, I definitely agree that y'all connected. But what I'm saying,
man, listen.
Like I said, I'm just speaking from just experience of being a married person. It's different. Like, a lot of people just say, "Oh, it's just a piece of paper. It don't mean shit. I'm blocking to be this way." It's just different. I can't explain it. You know what I'm saying?
A piece of paper is white man's marriage.
Got it. I feel that means
you're in business with the white man with a piece of paper. Listen, all you got to do is say, "Listen, this just who I want to be with." You know what I'm saying? And you put God in the mix, man, seriously. And that's what it is. A piece of paper, that just means that you're in business with the white man.
I get it. And I feel where you're coming from. You make a good point. I'm just saying, in this country that we live in, it's certain rules and regulations. It just is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And this particular
My point
setup,
is.
What's up?
What's up? Go ahead. Go ahead. We talking. We chopping. I like this topic. We getting into it. That's what's up. Let's go.
My point is, bottom line, don't disrespect me. I'm not.
You with the shits. Don't do it. I am with the shits.
Like, I don't sugarcoat it. Like, I'm for real. Don't ever pull that part of me out. You'll never see it. It's people that have never seen that side of me, because I really didn't give a fuck for them to see it. It's a lot of people never seen that side of me. You never know I'm with the shits until I tell you. But here's the thing. Men like crazy men. Men like crazy
women.
Women.
Some men do. Some men do.
And
they like drama. I ain't gonna lie. They like a little drama every so often. They do. That shit.
Oh, yeah.
Feel
I got
alive
her head.
Shit.
I got her head messed up. She all in. I got her head messed up. Yeah, they like that crazy shit. But
I feel like
you
living like, oh shit.
It ain't easy to take me there. It ain't easy. He talking about we know. Shut up. It ain't easy to take me there. But when you take me there, it's like, all right. So, it was some things that I was about to do, and I just kind of pumped my brakes on them. You know, I was actually just about to go home. Because what I do, I can do it from anywhere where I'm at. And I was going home this week. I was actually going to go home this week, and I just slowed down, you know. Like, I was like, nah, I'm, you know.
You
own
Orlando. That's what's up. That's happening. Go ahead, though.
Yeah.
That's water. Go ahead. Don't lose your train of thought. That's what's up, though.
So, it's okay to flirt, right? You and your girl together, babe. And you know your girl, like, girls, hey, look at that ass. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, she cute. Not walking with your girl and you outright just, you know what I'm saying, flirting with the next bitch while your girl they're not knowing what's going on or whatever the case may be. You just doing too much because you feel like you are who you are. No. Mm-mm. Don't do that.
Yeah.
I think
me and you, the gentleman that's on the line, we all established that. You know what I'm saying? It's different. You can't have it like that. That's when it's going too far. When flirting is going too far is when it's just disrespectful right in the other person's face. And everybody know it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just, nah, now you're making a fool of the person. And that's not good. And that's when things like you were talking about could happen, because it was just a disrespectful situation. And now you turned all the way up with your emotions because of the way that made you felt. You know what I'm saying? Now you want that person, you scorned in a certain way that you want to make that person feel how you felt. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's not right at that point, you were saying like, all right, you know what I'm saying? Like, it might not be the right day and time, but I'm going to get that get back a little bit later, and I'm going to make you feel the way I felt, you know? So, yeah, I think we definitely established that, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, you got to be yourself, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you're in a relationship, your relationship should be built on trust, and at the same time, you know, you should be able to just be yourself and, like, have conversations with people. Sometimes it may be with the opposite sex. It might just be like, it might be decent about it, but y'all just got a vibe, y'all got a connection, y'all got a chemistry that y'all might just vibe on a particular subject or something like that. So, you know, that's all well and good in my opinion, as long as it doesn't get disrespectful, you know. My wife has guy friends. Well, not I don't want to say friends, but she got a few, you know, but I check them out. You know what I'm saying? I make sure, because, you know, my wife is in a type of business where she's going to meet different people. You know what I'm saying? She's in, like, the design business or whatever. So you're going to meet like-minded individuals or whatever, but I make sure that the person that she might have a friendship with, that they cool, that they on that level, and they got that respect for me. Now, like I said, what you don't know don't hurt you. You know what I'm saying? I trust her, you know what I'm saying? But you never know. She could. Or whatever. I don't think she did, but I hope she didn't. But, you know, when it's built on trust, y'all should be able to vibe. But I get where you're coming at, because that's where it comes to that flirtation shit. Like, especially, like, if you out on a social setting and, you know, the person's playing you, like, they knocking down your wife and you don't even know it, and you just chilling like that's your homeboy, then that's real fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So that's where you got to know who you're dealing with, because trust is crazy. You know, you don't want nobody out here looking crazy, because that's where shit gets turned up. You know what I'm saying? That's where smoke is going to happen. You know? So that's...
And they won't smoke.
You know.
I got
it. You know what I'm saying? I'm playing you like a fool.
So, yeah, that's it.
Don't smoke, and I got it, boss.
Yeah, but, yeah, this is what we do. The real talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. We do this every Sunday. We just chop it up, come through, call, kick it. We're going to have real conversations, you know? So what else we got
right
up, though?
So, I really didn't find anything that was interesting in
the trippy news.
Trippy news. I didn't.
You didn't find nothing.
I didn't.
All right. Well, look. Well, look. Pass the rock. You know what I'm saying?
All
right. So look. This is what I got in trippy news, aka the world famous chop up. Let me see here. So what we got? So real quick, I don't want to go off on a tangent. Feel free to, you know, chime in or whatever. But I just want to get to a couple things that I found interesting is going on in the news. First off, we didn't talk about this last week, but how Nike backed up Kaepernick. You know what I'm saying? I thought that was dope. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Nike. You know, I'm a big football fan, and what I might say might go against the grain, but I was kind of like I thought it was needed, and I respect Kaepernick for what he did, you know, as far as, like, you know, kneeling, you know, because it was way too much things going on in this country with, you know, unarmed black men being killed by cops and stuff like that. And I thought that was honorable what he did, you know what I'm saying, because he sacrificed his career. But at the same time, I was just like, you know, all right, we got to do something else. What's the solution? You know what I'm saying? So I was kind of like all over the kneeling and stuff like that. I wanted to just get back to, like, I enjoy football. You know what I'm saying? Like, just enjoy my football. But I do respect how Nike backed them and, like, you know what I'm saying, with their slogan, just do it. You know what I'm saying? So I thought that was just dope. So that was one thing that we didn't get a chance to really talk on last week. And then also, too, to my rep head, my rap hands out there. We got some white on white crime going on in the news. We got Eminem.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? from Detroit, you know what I'm saying? Everybody called. I'm not the biggest Eminem fan, but, you know, I will say he's had a legendary career. You know, he's definitely looked at as one of the greats because he was like the Tiger Woods of rap. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Tiger Woods went into like a dominated white sport and dominated, you know? And had his time where he was really, you know, coming with it. Even though, like I said, I'm not the biggest fan of, you know, his content and stuff like that. I can't really relate to like that. But MGK, you know, Machine Gun Kelly, I'm not a fan of him either. I told you my dude was Mac Miller, rest in peace. You know, we should have did like a little moment of silence last week for that, but rest in peace to Mac Miller. But anyway, MGK, you know, a young gun out of Cleveland, white dude, you know what I'm saying, stepping up to the plate, I guess, because Eminem dropped the album Kamikaze where he was calling out different rappers and stuff like that, and nobody responded, but MGK, he had this song called, because Eminem had a song called Rap God, so then MGK came with Rap Devil, Let's Talk About It, you know, he was talking about, you know, he's sick of Eminem's corny beard and sweatsuits and all that, but then Eminem, you know, blasted back finally like a couple days ago where he came back and, you know, answered that. But here's the main thing that I want to talk about. The one lyric in Eminem's diss to MGK is getting Eminem in a lot of flack right now. Because Eminem, if you listen to it, I don't know if you heard it, Miss Lovely Black, but he says, he insinuates that Puff put the hit out on Tupac. You know what I'm saying? So we were already, and that was the biggest rap beat ever. You know, Biggie versus Tupac. It sucked. It was East Coast, West Coast, got real ugly in the 90s. Both of those legendary MCs, top five MCs, you know, died. But for Eminem to bring that back, wow, that was just balls for him to say. You know what I'm saying? And bring Puff into the whole thing when Puff had nothing to do with their little thing that they got going on with MGK. He, like, put my name in the mix, and now you're accusing me of putting the hit out on Pac. That must be how Eminem must really feel. And now people looking at Puff a little sideways, like, yo, did you have something to do with it? Like, oh, some, like, you know, mafia hit type shit. You know what I'm saying? And Puff is the type of dude, he going to keep his hands clean. Puff, real quick, I don't want to go off on a tangent, but this is trippy news. But Puff and Suge Knight, in my opinion, is the same guy. You know what I'm saying? Suge Knight is just in your face. The smoke is right there. You're going to see the fire right there. Puff is the type of dude that's going to do the same stuff with fire in his face. You know what I'm saying? Huh? What's up? So, you know, I just thought that was that was interesting little thing. So we'll see, you know, what comes out of that. Also, too, I'm a rap dude. Shout out. This might have went over a lot of people's heads because his music is like an acquired taste. But shout outs to my dude Ish. I actually interviewed him on Rap Radio, a show I used to have years back. But, you know, people might have forgot about him, but he was like the main dude from Diggable Planets. He had a baby with the Coco from SWV. But anyway, he's been doing music, you know what I'm saying? He's kind of underground. He's got a couple of groups, Shabazz Palaces, I think is dope, Cherry Wine, but he just dropped an album called, or I would say a stream called Knife Nights. And it's the name of the album is called, what is it? One Time Mirage, but it's trippy, man. We talking about trippy news. This is some trippy music, man. So shout out to him. Dope ass album. Been zoning to that. Some of the stuff we've been talking about just in this topic as far as flirting, he's got this song called Low Key that's just dope, man. It just brings up emotions of, like, this whole digital age, liking pictures, sliding DMs, flirting, but not flirting, passive-aggressive. All this type of shit that's going on right now is kind of talked about in the song called Low Key off the you know, number one, One Time Mirage. And shout-out to Erykah Badu. Like, I didn't even know about the album. But she had tweeted it out like on Friday night, and I was looking for some new music. So shout outs to her. She always keeps it 100. And I like Badu too. You know what I'm saying? To me, Badu is the perfect mix of ratchet and woke. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of female I like. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I mean? Like woke, not too woke, but she's down to earth, ratchet with it. You know what I'm saying? So she's just dope. You know what I'm saying? So shout outs to that. I'm trying to think of anything else in the Tribune News. That's basically all I got right now. So yeah, that's it. So what you feel about anything I just talked about? Anything you want to chime in on?
Oh no, I let you do that for the fellas. I let you do that for the fellas.
Okay. Yeah.
So
that's that.
Yeah, man. Kaepernick had his blessing coming. He may not have known how heavy it was. He may not have known how heavy his actions was in the heat of the moment. But
true.
Nonetheless, he got his blessings on the way. They was on the way regardless, you know.
Yeah.
He ain't stopped doing his own work. So, you know, that was bound to happen, and I'm glad that it did on such a tall platform. That was definitely
the
thing. You know, sometimes you don't piss off people when you do what they don't expect. And that's what separates, you know, the iconic from the, you know, from the regulars.
Yeah, and of course Nike is gonna make money off the whole campaign, but the simple fact that they had his back on that, like, it just goes to show. And that's why I fucks with Nike, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always been a Nike dude, you know? Like, if I was, you know, a dude that was, you know, up for endorsements, that's going to be the first company I'm going to holler at. Even if I am making a little bit less money than I would with a contract with Adidas or Puma or whatever the case may be. I just like what Nike stands for, man. This one. Bo knows. What's up?
Oh, my bad. I was going to say, I see what you mean by with Nike, but I mean more so you got to salute his agent, man, because I don't think Nike was going to really, like, press up on that. Like, that's an issue that you have to go ahead and push those envelopes and round up on those tables and put the vision in someone's face, you know what I'm saying, to make them make
that's a good
them,
point you made.
Cake,
that's
you
a
know?
Good point you made. Shout out to his agent. You're right, you know what I'm saying? Whoever his agent is, damn, he pulled one off with that one. Like, that shit was dope, and that just got the respect up. Like, the owners, and then, you know, because Nike, they got a 10-year deal with the NFL. You know what I'm saying? Nike does the NFL uniforms. So for them to back Kaepernick, that's huge. You know what I'm saying? So that's just dope. And, like, you know, and like I said, that it just keeps the conversation where it needs to be. Like, it wasn't about disrespecting the flag, you know, disrespecting the military and all that. No, like, he did that because it was getting, and it still get out of hand. You know, see, everybody got a phone in their hand. This shit probably been happening, you know, since you know, years and years, hundreds of, you know what I'm saying, stuff. It just hasn't been shown. Like, right now we're in a digital age, so if something is out of pocket, you can just tape that shit. You know what I'm saying? So now you're just seeing how, like, a lot of the less fortunate, you know, gets mistreated. You know, it might be a situation that got out of hand, like some smoke situation that we were just talking about where, like, could have been some old domestic violence dispute or whatever the case may be, and then somebody ends up dead where, like, all right, it got heated, you know, probably some arrests should have been made, but nobody needs to die. And that's what he was kneeling for. So, you know, I do salute that. So that's what's up.
So, at my popular man, we are doing shout out. It's the funny thing is the inside joke. Remember the one country that I couldn't pronounce last week? They done moved
what,
up the
oh race. Yeah. What the fuck was that country? Oh no, I don't want to say it like that. I don't because we got listeners in that country. But yeah, what was that country again? Because I couldn't pronounce it.
Contivior, C-O-T-E. C-O-T-E. D. I-V-O-I-R-E. Is it Conte? Conte D. What the hell? Like, the I is silent. I want to think the I is silent. Conte D'Ivoire or some shit. I appreciate
Where is it located in the world? Like, what continent is it on?
Man, you finna make me go through all this to find that?
Forget it. I'm going to have to Google that for the next time. I'm looking at my world map now.
Shout out. They are in number 3 right now. So I don't know if it's funny that I can't pronounce for y'all. And I apologize.
Y'all listening.
In number 3, they got the number 3 spot. You know, United States is number 1. That's our number 1. That's our number 1 base for this. Then
of course.
It is Algeria.
Algeria. Shout out to Africa, man. That was dope. Algeria, I'm looking at y'all right now on my map. Shout out to y'all, man. That's North Africa, by the way.
All of it.
True.
This is our citizens in Conte D. We're going to call him Conte
D. I need to find out where that's at.
We're going to figure that out. We're going to put it in there.
Next week, we're going to really shout y'all out the right way.
I'm going to have y'all name right next week, I promise. Switzerland, definitely on the map. Canada, we see
that's
you.
Up.
Thank
Canada,
you very much, Canada. We appreciate
T-Dot,
you. T-Dot,
Toronto.
Oh, Mexico coming in heavy as well. Thank you, Mexico.
Acapulco.
Thank you, guys. she say play along. Peru. Thank you, Peru.
Peru. All right, Peru. Yeah. South America. Damn, okay.
Wow. Brazil.
Shout out. South America. Shout out to Guyana, too. Shout out to all my peoples from Guyana.
French Guyana. Thank you.
Word.
South Africa. Thank you very much.
Shout out to South Africa. I got to get over there to South Africa. But that's last on my list of Africa. But, yeah.
Shout out to Zambia. Shout out to Kenya. That's what's up.
Kenya.
Nigeria. Thank you. Guyana.
Shout out to SA.
Thank you. Niger. Thank you. Thank you. Algeria. Thank you. Saudi Arabia. Salute.
Saudi Arabia is really part of Africa, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't let the technology let y'all know that it's not. You know what I'm saying? The Red Sea is right there, but go ahead.
Oman. Thank you. Oman. Turkey. Thank you. Ukraine. Thank you. Poland. Thank you. Okay. Like, I'm country as hell, y'all. So, like, listen.
I dig the accents. That's dope.
Slovakia, thank you. I've never heard of
Slovakia.
Y'all.
Slovakia. Yeah, that's Europe.
Thank y'all.
Shout
for
out
listening.
To Europe. Slovakia.
Sweden, thank you. Germany, thank you very much.
Germany,
thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Italy, thank you. Thank you so
Italy.
Much. United Kingdom, thank you. Ireland, thank you. France, thank
United
you.
United Kingdom,
Spain.
England,
thank
France,
you.
Spain.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
It's all Euro peeps.
Love you guys. God, here's another one. This one is, oh, man. I've never heard this place, and it is very tiny. But we got a nice percentage of listeners in this place right here, so thank you. Azerbaijan.
That's probably it. Damn, that's what's up.
Yeah,
we touching some people.
Oh, so we got listeners there, so thank you.
Okay.
Uzbekistan, Pakistan, India.
Okay.
Indonesia. Man, listen.
Right.
Australia,
down under.
New Zealand. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. You know, Mo Benz, was Mo Benz's idea to just give you guys shots out every single week.
True. Let's do that.
So we see you. We appreciate you. Salute to the foreign countries that's tuning in to this show. I hope that, you know, you're enjoying it. I would have never thought that we would be this far to date, and it just absolutely blows my mind, and I'm just thankful to continue to grow with you guys. Who left the gate open? I'm happy to continue to grow with you guys, and we have so much going on this year, and I'm appreciative of everybody. Even though I'm country, what we call in the United States, we from the sticks, we from the woods, and
that dirty south.
So blown away at everybody that continuously tune in to this show as we continue to grow and try to come bring you guys something different. Every Sunday, and sometimes it's just not booked. Well, I fixed it, you know, we played with the idea of doing two shows a week, but this one show a week, man, it just seems like it's growing.
Yeah, that's the formula.
That's what it's
but yeah.
For. It's so much more gray on this map, and I'm not going to stop until this entire map is lit up in blue. When this entire map is lit up, when we have listeners in every country and under every rock, you know, so I try to continue to be real and be myself and have upfront and honest conversations with everybody because I'm an open book, and I guess that's what draw everybody to the show because you never know what you're going to hear coming out of our mouths. And we appreciate all of the support and continue to be authentic here. Be ourselves, man. I appreciate you guys.
Man,
I don't cry.
Chopping it up, man. That's what we do.
Yeah, but.
Yeah.
I appreciate y'all, man, giving the cool ad platform, man. This right here is great, man. I love to see the growth. And you're executing your dreams, man. Keep going for it, y'all. Keep going
for
it.
That's what's up, man. Definitely, man. Respect, man, to you out there listening, man. And tell a friend to tell a friend, man. Tell them we're all going to listen, man. Call up and chop it.
Will do.
And we're going to get y'all name right next week. I'm going to figure out what the hell that name is. I'm going to do that just for y'all.
Number two, we got to get them. We gotta, you know, we gotta let them know. They number two right after the United States, and we don't even know what their name is. We gotta get that together. So I'm gonna Google that. Text me the name so I can check it out. I'm gonna Google it.
Say it back to me, or we need to find Alexa. Make sure you catch us. iTunes. We're on iTunes under Women. We are on TuneIn. Alexa can find us on TuneIn. Alexa. Alexa, that's country me. Alexa can
sign us on
Twitter. We can be rich, man. We can be rich. We here.
True. Well, look, we got about what? We got about 15 minutes left.
Okay.
Also, what's up? What you was about to say?
No, this is juice, baby. I don't drink liquor. I cut back on the liquor.
Oh.
I may drink glass of wine from time to time, but
I'm not looking at your feed. I'm not looking at your feed, but you don't got no juice in a wine glass or nothing like that, right?
Oh, it's a cup. And I'm drinking
okay.
The cup, and she was like, yeah, it's the cup. And I'm like, it's just, matter of fact, this is my favorite juice at that is mango cranberry. Mango cranberry.
You gotta spike that joint though. Come on, you gotta spike it. You can't just be drinking mango cranberry. Spike it. You gotta throw something up in there.
I spiked it with ice. It was important for my weight loss journey that I cut back on the alcohol, so I had to do that, to get right.
Okay. All right. I got my new Amsterdam coconut right now. I'm chilling. I'm wavy. All right, but let me see here. What I wanted to say too. What's up? Oh, yeah. So, you know, also too, coming up, hopefully maybe next week, if not next week, the week after, I want to have this author on the show. And I've been chopping up. I just wanted to really chop it up real quick about these books I've been reading. Like, because, you know, I want to have like a nice book club, you know, especially with you being an author, Ms. Lovely Black. But it's been a good year as far as books. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of just books coming into my realm. And I just want to, share, you know, and see if somebody read it and maybe we could talk about it and, you know, just chop it up because, you know, reading is fundamental. But shout out, like, I started the year, shout out to Charlemagne. He's got a great book. Charlemagne, the dude is on, you know, New York radio, he's syndicated all over now. But he's got this book called Black Privilege, Opportunity Comes to Those Who Create It. I haven't really been the biggest Charlemagne. I'm not the biggest Charlemagne fan as far as all that, but this book is great, man. So I definitely recommend that. Like the beginning of the year, I was reading that, and you know, I finished it, you know, a few months back. But definitely a great read. It's, you know, definitely like a self-help book. Kind of like, you know, allows you to like kind of look at your life and, you know, and like see where you're at and how everything kind of happens for a reason. So shout out to that. But the next author that I'm going to have on the show, like I said, I've been talking about this a little bit here and there, but it's an author out of Cleveland, and I think she might have lived in Atlanta. I don't know, but her name is Rhonda Crowder, and the book is called Riddles, and it's a murder mystery, and we're going to have her on the show maybe next week or the week after, chopping up about this book, man. And so right after the Charlemagne book, I went into this book, and this was just like left field to what I was reading, but it was cool. It was just like a cool, like kind of whodunit. And it's sexy, too, because it's like a stripper story, you know what I'm saying? So, and it takes place in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, like some stripper, you know, in the book is killed. And, you know, the other stripper that works there, like, want to know why. And, you know, so like, kind of like a whodunit, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? I think it could be like a cool-ass movie, too. So, definitely going to get her on the line with maybe like her publicist. And we just have a chop-up, you know what I'm saying? Talk about this book. And then after that, because I'm almost done. I'm in the last chapter, so that's going to be done this week. So that's why I want to get her on the show like next week. And then I got this new book. I wanted to shout out to my wife. I don't know. She got it somewhere in New York. But it's this dude, this author. His name is Ash Cash. But this book is good. And I'm going to tweet out a picture, too. We're going to go through our social media. We can tweet out, you know, check us out, you know, when we do our house cleaning and the last 5 minutes of the show. But this next book is called The Wake Up Call, and it's Financial Inspiration Learned from Jay-Z's 444, you know, a step-by-step guide on how to implement each financial principle. So this book was inspired by that 444 Jay-Z album. You know, he talks some real grown man shit in the album. He's going through some shit. But, you know, so I'm eager to read that. Shout out to my wife. She's surprised. I didn't even know about it or whatever she came through with. I'm like, oh, shit, this shit look interesting. And that's right on time with me finishing Rhonda Crowder's book. So I just wanted to shout that out. You know what I'm saying? Because this is what we do. We chop up and we learn and we talk and, you know, we shoot the shit. You know what I'm saying? That's it. So, yeah. So I just wanted to shout that out.
Okay.
I was like, it's crickets. Yeah, so what else?
Books
what else
on books.
Yeah, books on books on books.
Okay, Mr.
What's up? What's up?
I'm gonna let y'all have at it, man. Get on in my evening, man. Once again, appreciate y'all doing what y'all do.
That's what's up, man. Anytime, bro, come through and chop it, man.
Plenty of buddy.
All right. Take care, y'all.
All right, man. All right, man. Peace.
He's hella cool, and he supports what I'm doing, and he supports the movement, and I'm appreciative of that. So,
That's dope, man. Shout out to him for calling in.
I seen something, who was it? Yeah, it was Nino Brown, as usual. You see me post a lot of stuff from Nino because, like, he be, like, hitting the nail on the head a lot of times. But, you know, the people that you don't know will support you more than the people that you do know because they sitting baffled wondering how did you make it out of the struggle that they still suck in. Understand that. I have very few people. She's so stupid. I have very few people that support me that I've been knowing before, you know, I stepped out into the world to make a name for myself bigger than what I had already made, you know, being from where I'm from. So it's very few people that I actually know personally support me. And most of the people that support me are people that were, like, down with me when I, you know, jumped off the porch, you know, to the world in 2009. But I've been doing my thing since 2000. So I got people that I don't even know that just continuously follow me and follow my movement. And y'all keep hearing me say baby mama. You know, that's my ace from back home. Like, we done got into some of the most craziest shit together, and it's always a story with us. It's very seldom stories that, you know, you like, ugh. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of laughs. It's a lot of progression. It's a lot of growth. So, you know, I'm thankful for the people that do ride for me and that do support me and what I'm doing. It means a lot to me. If you do, so kudos to y'all.
Nice. Shout out.
They was over here turned up on my outfit. I guess I haven't taken my pictures for my outfit of the night yet. So I'll definitely take some and post them. But I want to start getting some input on the topics for the show. Like, tonight was a good topic. Support team, yes! Tonight was a good topic. And I want to keep them going. Like, you know, keep them going in the right direction. A lot of times I freestyle. Sometimes I can think of a topic, like, right before I post it. Sometimes, you know, I'm waiting for the week to end because I done seen something and I want to talk about it, you know. So definitely feel free to jump in my inbox or Mo Ben's inbox and let us know, you know what, you need to stop. Let us know what you want to hear us talk about. Hey, Richard, how are you? I'm coming home. Okay, so they talking on Facebook and acting crazy. I can't wait to get home. I just really can't.
I see. I hear it. Wow. We've been doing the show for a minute now, and wow, I haven't heard you talk about Orlando like this in a minute. It's just like you're ready for that next chapter.
You have to bury it, right? You have to bury it. Yeah. You know, here's the thing. Like, you may want to do something in life, and you have to make those decisions. A lot of people, and I mean a lot of people, wouldn't make the decision that I made. I had to choose between having some type of success or having my family. I had to choose. And at that point in my life, I felt like, you know, I had to go on this journey. So I was led to grow my name and, you know, be successful. I didn't just come out here and leave my family and going back with nothing to show for it. You know, I have accomplished a lot in the 10 years that I have been gone for my family. And I am thankful for the opportunity, and I'm thankful for this journey because it made me grow in so many ways to be able to go back and now, you know, provide for my family. You know what I'm saying? At one extent or another, to be able to go back and do things different with my family that I wasn't able to do. But I had to sacrifice, you know what I'm saying? And that was the hardest thing because I'm very, very family-oriented. I come from a very family-oriented situation. So I sacrificed for 10 years, and now, you know, I'm ready to go back. You know, it's no fun when you out here and you getting all of these things and you really don't have anybody close to you to share it with, nobody that you genuinely love, like, you know, that's why a lot of times when people make it and they separate themselves from their family, they fall, because you can never, ever, you can never, ever walk away from the foundation, you know what I'm saying, of yourself. And when you walk away from the foundation trying to rebuild another one, it doesn't go right. You have to understand about, you know, your tree. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. Can't water those roots, you know?
And so, you know, your roots will never change. No matter how much you want to try to plant new seeds, your roots will still be the same. In success, you have to incorporate, you know, what you already have that you can't take away with what it is that you have. So I'm so thankful for the opportunity. And this time I'm going back. I wasn't forced to go back. It wasn't a decision where, like, I had to go back. It was just a conscious decision that I had with my family, a conversation that I had with my family, and I had to make a conscious decision. And, you know, everything that they said was on point. I'm thankful to them for allowing me to make up my mind, you know what I'm saying, and not applying pressure to me, but just giving me pure facts and being supportive of my movement. So I really, really thank them for this, and I'm thankful for, you know, all of the things that I have done here in Atlanta. But for me, it's not there anymore. When I was going hard and I was in the streets, Atlanta was it. But I'm no longer in the streets, you know. So, you know, Atlanta is just a place that has inexpensive rent. But I don't have family here, so it takes out the fun from that. My children are my family, and that's all that I have here. And I just have to put myself back around my loved ones. People getting old.
That. I can respect that. Yeah, I definitely want to be there for them.
I gotta get my baby mama to show me how to play spades. You know, before I left Florida, we played spades every weekend. You know what I'm saying? I don't care where I was, we played spades every weekend. I haven't played spades in 10, 11 years. I was going to school for a year before I moved to Florida. I haven't played spades. So now, I'm going to get cussed out a couple times for spades. But, baby mama, we got to get back on these spades.
Yeah, we got like a minute left. So.
Yes. Hit me up on Instagram, the new Miss Lovely Black, the number one, THENEWMIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one, and on Twitter, Miss Lovely Black, the number one, MIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. Mo Benz, take it away. See you guys next Sunday.
Yeah, definitely. Check me out on Instagram, MOBINNS. Keep it respectful and holler at me on Twitter. You can get at it, MOBINNS. And also email me if you want to be on the show, MOBINNS@gmail.com. As always, tell a friend to tell a friend to come through and listen, and we'll see y'all next week, same time. All right. Everybody be safe.
And we going to find out the names of these countries that we don't know.
Definitely, we'll have that. All right, so I'll be good.
See y'all next Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also on Facebook. we'll be they still cutting up on Facebook. We'll be live on Facebook. You can also go watch the show on Facebook because I made it public, and I'll make all the other shows public. Thank you very much for tuning in. Good night.